When Jagdish Kumar and Sukhvinder arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, they applied for political asylum. What was unusual was they applied for asylum from India as a gay couple. Sunita Sorabji, reporter for India West in the Bay Area, followed the story. She says their journey from India took almost a year, passing through a dozen countries by foot and bus till they reached the U.S. border in 2012.
That is the most compelling part of the story, and that's why the story has engaged so many people, thinking that the two men spent a year and all sorts of trouble in an attempt to attain freedom.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Immigration authorities in the U.S. kept them in a detention center in El Paso. They could have paroled them, but they chose not to. Jagdish told them he had been forced to marry a woman. Not marrying was just not an option.
He had an uncle who had not married and was pretty badly beaten by the family, by other villagers. At one point, the uncle had to be hospitalized for the attack on him.
He feared the same for himself.
And Jagdish said in his credible fear interview with ICE, "I cannot live without Sukhvinder. We came here to be together, and all we want is to be together." He told ICE officials that he was afraid that his family would kill him if he didn't marry a woman, and he felt that he would be poisoned or strangled or burned alive by his family.
ICE, however, still denied them parole three times, though Jagdish had a cousin willing to take them in. Then, in December, India's Supreme Court decided to reverse a lower court ruling and make gay sex, or sex against the order of nature, as defined by Article 377 of the Indian Penal Code, a criminal offence again. Days afterwards, the duo received political asylum in the United States. Sorabji says their attorney with the group Immigration Equality said that decision made all the difference.
I think that this was absolutely the key to their case. Now there was justification that they would be persecuted.
Of course, in their village, Jagdish's family had probably never heard of Section 377. The problem here was stigma and not marrying, not the law.
Both of them would have felt that same persecution, whether or not S-377 was struck down.
But that official seal of disapproval is important, especially for an immigration judge. Section 377 is no longer just a sleeping law, an anachronistic relic from another age. It now has been resuscitated by the highest court in India. For some, the persecution will be real. For others, it will be a convenient excuse to go to America for economic reasons. But either way, the law, as reinstated by the Supreme Court, will become an important piece of evidence. One of the reasons the Supreme Court gave for keeping Section 377 on the books was the lack of cases of 377-related prosecution. But it has now inadvertently provided asylum seekers the documentary evidence they need to apply for refuge. Sorabji says Immigration Equality told her they were expecting case numbers to just go up.
He felt that there would be a wave of these kinds of cases coming through. He said that this was the beginning of a shift of political asylum cases from India.
Meanwhile, in India, an old pop song to promote tourism in the state of Maharashtra has been given a new lease of life by singer Suman Sridhar to protest Section 377.
Maharashtra, you will like it's full of life and so magnetic. Evening in gay Maharashtra, yes, our ladies, they are gay and so romantic.
But for couples like Jagdish and Sukhvinder, it's very much a song sung blue. The case of Jagdish and Sukhvinder might have ended happily in the United States for now, but Sorabji says she's still worried.
I don't know the status of the wife at this point, and that concerns me, because what is her future?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Our hill stations are best, Matheran, Mahabaleshwar, and the rest. Evening. Maharashtra. You will like it, it's full of life and so magnetic.